You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Stay as long as you like. You can listen, you can watch, tweet, email, do all the above. Those watching on Peacock, we say hello to them. Chat row, and also Fox Sports Radio, the formidable Fox Sports Radio lineup amongst our nearly 400 cities around America carrying this program. Shaq Barrett got paid by the Buccaneers. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. The Saints head coach Sean Payton will stop by as well. Play of the day, stat of the day, and a poll question. All of that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. If you had to pick one team that was going to make a splash on the first day of free agency, probably wouldn't have been the New England Patriots. This isn't their MO. But on Monday, Patriots surprised a lot of people with a flurry of signings. And you could reach a couple of conclusions here. First, they had a lot of spots to fill and a lot of cap space. The cupboard's bare in Foxborough. And you could also assume that Bill Belichick wasn't in a mood to build slowly. Not after a team finished 7-9 last year, and of course, Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl. And we tend to judge players differently when New England signs them. It happens every single year. Oh, what is Bill Belichick? No. He outsmarted everybody, but they've missed, just like other teams in both free agency and the draft. And we assume they have a plan. This season, they face a challenge. They're making moves that we didn't expect from them, signing guys at the top of the market. That's very un-New England-like. Maybe they don't have a choice. They're trying to figure out what's next for one of the great NFL franchises here. I want to play something that Mike Florio said on his show, Pro Football Talk, about why he thinks the Patriots are making all these free agent signings.
We know that few teams go out and buy a championship in free agency, but when you consider the unique dynamics of this season and where the Patriots currently are, this is what they're doing to improve the team. Oh, and they have a date with Tom Brady at some point this year. Don't think that's not part of this. They have to get the house in order before the prodigal son returns home, and they don't want to slay the fatted calf. They want to slay him, and they need a better team than what they had last year to do it.
Florio doesn't have his own band. I don't know who applied the music there. Yeah, Paulie.
Is he hosting a dance party on his show?
I don't know. I have no idea. Mike. All of a sudden, the band started playing. Usually, that means to wrap things up, but Florio had the band playing there. As far as the Patriots go, you know, they had some players who opted out last year on the defensive side of the ball, but they're trying to look and fill up a couple of holes that they have here. And you know, they addressed, a little bit of the offense, signing a tight end and also a wide receiver. They let a good offensive lineman go. And usually when the Patriots let an offensive lineman go, Joe Tooney, he went to Kansas City. Like, I always worry about that because it always feels like the Patriots let an offensive lineman go before everybody else knows that the offensive lineman needs to go. But Kansas City needs help on the offensive line. They ended up signing him. But Belichick's trying to fill some holes here. Do I think Bill's going, we got to be better by the time we face Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? No, I don't think so. I mean, Florio may think that, but I don't. I think Belichick's in his cocoon there, in his vacuum. He just wants to build another great team here. I don't think he's going, if I said to Belichick, hey, you're going to go 7-9, but you're going to beat the Buccaneers. You signing up for that? Or you're going to go 10-6 and you lose to the Buccaneers? I'm going to guess he's going to go 10-6. He'll be fine with that. Not, oh, yes, we beat Tom and the Buccaneers. Yes, Pauline.
Two-part question. Do you think Belichick watched the Super Bowl? And do you think if a reporter asked him, he would answer the question if he watched the Super Bowl when he does his media time this spring?
Do I think he watched?
The football guy.
Yeah, but I find guys who they do that for a living don't necessarily do that for pleasure. It's like the car mechanic who comes home and then, you know, Jimmy Lipper down the block says, hey, Tommy, can you come down and look at my car? And he goes, yeah, man, I've been dying to work on a car. It's been about 45 minutes. I would ask him, you know, sure, I'd ask Belichick. I would do it this way. Not did you ask the Super Bowl, what did you take away from the Super Bowl? What was the most enjoyable part of the Super Bowl?
What Super Bowl?
Yeah, I just want him talking. Because if I say, did you watch Super Bowl? Yeah. I want him to say, hey, what did you take away from the Super Bowl? Or what did you enjoy the most about the Super Bowl? just for
enjoy.
Well, yeah, just for giggles. I mean, of course I would ask it, but then I'm not around him every single day. I get to hit and run. Like, I can ask you a question. I may not talk to you ever again, or might be 6 months. This program brought to you by, you can download the DraftKings app, use the promo code SQUAD, get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with the first deposit, minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Nearly 1,700 of you signed up for our Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to DanPatrick.com. Subscribe to the newsletter, and then you can be part of the festivities. Your name will be listed amongst everybody who is signed up. And we have some new J.J. Watt just joined the Bracket Challenge.
Oh.
Yep, yep, he just joined. The DP Show newsletter available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. There is a link on the newsletter, and that will allow you to send us your brackets. And Clayton Kershaw just signed up.
Wow.
All right, that's good. Yeah, so we got a great list here, an eclectic group of people in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You can sign up. Doesn't cost you anything. Just you have to sign up via the newsletter. There's a link there, and then you submit your bracket, and you'll be able to see where you are with all the other people who are involved in this, all the celebrities with our Bracket Challenge. But DP Show Store, some new shirts available as well. Go to DanPatrick.com. All right, so the Patriots spend a lot on day one. Buccaneers keep Shaq Barrett and Gronk. Gronk signed a one-year deal. Saints keep Jameis Winston. We'll talk to Sean Payton about that. Ryan Fitzpatrick is still in the NFL. He's going to the Washington football team. How many teams? Okay, let's guess. Over, under.
Do you want to play the Ryan Fitzpatrick how many teams game?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I wish we had music.
Okay. All right. I'm sure we do. And there it is. Yes, McLovin.
We're still burned. You got us on the Ryan Fitzpatrick Jets last week. Remember that trivia question that none of us could figure out?
Yeah, the guy who has the most touchdown passes in a single season for the Jets is Ryan Fitzpatrick. How many teams has Ryan Fitzpatrick played for? Has he played for any teams twice, Paul?
Oh, man. No.
Okay.
I'm going to include the Washington football team.
Okay.
Can anyone guess how many teams he's played for? And bonus, can anyone name, let's say, half of them?
Fritzy, how many teams has Ryan Fitzpatrick played for?
I'm going to say 7.
Okay. McLovin?
I'd say 8. I can name 6.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
I was going to say 8. I'm going to stay with 8. 7.5.
Okay. We're including Washington.
Okay.
Paulie, you know the answer. I was going to go 7. Now I'm going to go 8.
Including Washington, the answer would be 9.
Oh!
9 teams.
Okay.
9 times.
Okay.
9 times?
Yes, McLovin.
Can I see how many I can name? Please, please.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
The New York Jets, only because Dan said it the other day. The Miami Dolphins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Houston Texans. Did he play for the Rams? I think he came up with the Rams.
Are you asking or are you stating?
Stating the Rams.
Yes.
Washington football team. So there's two more, and I have no idea who those two teams are.
Oh, he played for a team for a year. Oh, man, he didn't play a lot.
I was going to say, was he on the team or did he play?
He was on Tennessee, and he was 3-6. I have no recollection of that.
Neither does Tennessee.
I have to double check if that's even right.
Okay.
The 2013 Titans, he backed up. Oh, he was Jake Locker went down, and he picked up the scraps.
Oh.
And then he was also a Bengal. In 08, he was 4-7-1 for your Bengals, Dan.
Mm.
And he came in when your boy Carson Palmer went down.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
What quarterback has played for the most, been on the most rosters?
I think it's him. I think 9 would be the number. There's a couple like Steve DeBerg that were up there. I got to check.
Yeah. Because you have to be sort of serviceable. You have to be good enough to make the roster, but you may not be good enough to start. But it feels like Ryan Fitzpatrick, he could be 4-0. He could start this season with Washington and go 4-0, or they could be 0-4. How do you feel if you're Taylor Heinicke, that you're thinking, hey, I might be the guy here, and then you bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick for a year? Yes, Pauling.
Yeah, I think he might be the leader in the clubhouse. Case Keenum, I thought, would be on his heels, but there's a few more years to go for Case.
Yes, Seton.
Do you want to do a quick Ryan Fitzpatrick career salary?
Sure, why
Since
not?
We're talking 11 teams.
Yeah, nobody else in America is doing this, but we are.
Different music.
Okay. Time to play career salary with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Here's your host, Pauling. Or is it Seton?
I can host if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Take it.
Sure.
Take it down.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's see. Began his career in 2005 with the Rams. His highest paid year, total earnings, 13.2.
Quite weak for a Harvard grad, actually.
Although a lot of that is a signing bonus. Do you want to give a guess? Ryan Fitzpatrick, 16 seasons, not including his time with the Washington football team.
Could have made more on Wall Street. Paulie, you want to make a guess?
$91 million.
Okay. Fritzy?
$113 million.
All right. McLevin?
$84
million. Anybody else? Dan, you got a guess?
I'm going to go...
is a good hint, Dan.
I'm going to go 82.2.
Ooh, you're a little higher, about $10 million off, 71.5. It's not bad. That's not bad cash.
No, it's not. Oh, that's a long career. Long career. All right, McLevin, you got a... Yes, McLevin.
By the way, I had Vinny Testaverde at 8 teams, but the guy with the most teams, we've talked about him before, is a journeyman who never really started for any of these teams.
Don't you... Don't you have to be a journeyman if you played for 8 teams?
Well, Vinny Testaverde was a little bit above journeyman, but he played 8 teams. He was like number one pick at least. This guy's a real journeyman. Like, and I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Tomorrow is a big day for him, I'm assuming. Tomorrow is a big day for this journeyman.
So he's Irish. St. Patrick's Day.
Correct.
Okay.
Much like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Irish NFL journeyman quarterbacks is the theme of the day.
Patrick Fitzryan, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
This guy's name sounds more like a Midtown bar than a real quarterback. I mean, he's really a journeyman.
Yes, Paul.
Dan, I know this answer because I've done a deep dive on this person before. It's JT O'Sullivan, backup quarterback. Now, we're throwing the BS flag because a number of those teams he played on, he both never played and was not on the active roster. On, I think, 6 of those teams, he was a practice squad guy, which is a slap in the face to someone like Ryan Fitzpatrick. So
yeah, I'm not going to accept that as an answer.
And there's like 4 German teams in here, too. I don't even know it. Like the Rain Fire, I counted.
Frankfurt Galaxy? Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
But you got to give this guy credit. He keeps trying. 13 teams.
JT O'Sullivan. It does sound like a bar in Times Square.
Yep. UC Davis grad. There you go.
No one else is covering this today.
No, they're not. All right. We now resume our regularly scheduled program. Already in progress. Yes, McLevin.
I do have a poll question. Although it's going to
sound terrible. That's what I love about this show. I have no idea. I never tell the Danettes what I'm going to do to start the show, and it shows it. But, you know, here's a big day, free agency, and we're talking to JT O'Sullivan. But if you were going to have a bar named after a quarterback, is there a better bar that you could name than JT O'Sullivan's?
Ryan Fitzpatrick? No.
Yeah. That was kind of obvious, but you know, I just,
by the way, had a completely non-fruitful Google search. I Googled best Irish quarterbacks off Ryan Fitzpatrick and JT O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
And I got like Joe Theismann, Tony Rice, Rick Meyer. I got all the Notre Dame quarterbacks.
I was going to say, Tony Rice, I don't think is Irish.
No. We'll check.
Joe Theismann.
If you go there, does that make you Irish? I don't know how it works.
Well, I think by proxy, I think, you know, you're a little bit Irish if you go to Notre Dame.
Johnny Lujack.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I got a lot of people are throwing out the Josh McCown factor. I have Josh McCown on 9 teams, and he's still eligible to play this year. I think he was an Eagle last year.
Did he sign as a coach somewhere? I think in Houston.
I think he's in the on-deck circle to coach the Texans.
Right. So if Josh McCown is done, he did 9 teams, which would be a tie with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ooh.
But if he's like a coach, you know that there's going to be a pinch where he's going to put on that jersey.
Yeah, I was wondering if he's on the roster as a third-string quarterback there. But, yeah, Josh McCown, he's supposed to be in the on-deck circle as maybe the next head coach there.
Right. I remember that they thought they might hire him this year with no experience in high school.
Yes. All right. Well, what else do you have?
Oh, poll question. I was going to ask, do you think Bill Belichick will win another Super Bowl? Is that like too obvious a question, or he's going to turn 69 in April?
Well, the odds are against it because all the talent, quarterback-wise, in the AFC. I was wondering that yesterday. I mean, think about who are the great quarterbacks in the NFC. Now, you obviously have Aaron Rodgers. Brady is still there. But Matthew Stafford? Do you consider Kyler Murray great? Like, who is the great Bears? We don't know who they're going to get. Yeah, McLovin.
Dak Prescott?
It always feels like he's on the doorstep. He's the very good quarterback. But I got Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. Russell Wilson, we assume, is staying in the NFC, I guess. But you look in the AFC, and they got all the young talent there. But I know we've talked about Russell Wilson a lot after his appearance here and what he said. And I don't think the Bears are going about this the right way. And when we take a break, I'll tell you what I think the Bears should be doing. And considering what they've done, they should probably listen to me. They can't go hey, we can't get any worse than we already are. I wouldn't be going after Russell Wilson. Not at all. And also, there is a quarterback who is going to change, I think, the dynamic of the quarterbacking position here with teams looking for a quarterback, maybe drafting a quarterback, or trading for a quarterback. There's one quarterback that stands out. So I'll have that for you when we return. McLovin has his rules for free agency.
Perloff's famous rules for free agency.
Yes.
I mean, most of the audience already knows these rules.
Well, they're not famous. Like they're your rule, because they're famous, we would know them, and the audience would. But
that's like a New York thing, calling something famous when it's not really famous. Like so-and-so famous deli.
Carnegie?
That one is famous.
Yeah. But did they call themselves famous?
Probably.
But Katz, they don't say they're the famous Katz deli. It always feels like pizza. Yes. Yeah,
well, there's that one pizza place that's their famous pizza, but there's 1,500 locations in Manhattan alone.
Ray's Famous or Famous Ray's?
Ray's Famous Pizza. There's one on every corner. You're like, which one is the famous one? We all are.
But I remember back in the 80s, it was like, hey, have you had Ray's Pizza? And I was like, no, it's Famous Ray's. And I was coming from Ohio and like, yeah, this is great.
I still find myself craving that one place you took us. It was one of those nights where we went out to dinner and then went to Blind Tiger, and you're like, you know what? Let's go get some pizza. It's like, we just had dinner. Yeah, let's eat some pizza.
I know.
Well, I forget what place
was
that
John's?
Was. I don't know.
Oh, Bleecker Street.
Oh, is it Bleecker Street? It was like right down, like almost across the street. It was like really, really close to Blind Tiger.
Yeah, for some reason, if I have a meal, and then I always want to go get a slice of pizza after having a big meal.
Gosh, is that good pizza?
Yes, it was. And you get a slice. Like, I love going to a place that gives you a slice. Yeah, boy.
John's of Bleecker Street, coincidentally, is on Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village. And, yeah, that's the place we went. We've been there a few times.
Yeah.
John's of Bleecker Street. Don't confuse it with John's on Bleecker Street, which is 6 blocks away.
John's famous Bleecker Street pizza. That's a different one.
Yes, McLovin.
This reminds me of that joke in Elf where Will Ferrell runs into the diner that says "World's best cup of coffee," and he's like, "Congratulations!"
I'm just thinking of that. You did it.
So good.
There's Nathan's famous hot dogs,
which are famous. Those are famous, right?
Yeah,
and horrible.
And by the way, they're just hot dogs.
What's they're horrible?
Yeah, I agree. They're okay, but I don't know what makes them famous.
More of a Sabrettes guy, to be honest with you. That's just me.
I think they're famous because we know about them. I don't know if they're famous because they're good.
For their longevity.
Yeah.
The French fries, though, are pretty awesome. They get that little red fork with the two prongs and the little cup there. It's pretty good.
Thank you, Todd.
I digress.
Yes, Seton.
Remember like 10 minutes ago where you're like, never know where we're going with the segment. And then we did this after it.
I almost went to commercial break. I almost. There are so many times when I go, I should have gone to commercial break. Or maybe I shouldn't have. Let's take a break now. We'll come back. We'll reset here on the Dan Patrick Show after this. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically.
In case you're going on a pizza spree
in
somewhere in New York City.
If I'm buying hot dogs, pizza, I got my Discover card. Because it's accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. How amazing is that? So you get all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. And there's no limit on how much you can earn. When it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know much about Gaslight Anthem, but I saw them open up for Springsteen at Hyde Park in London. They were spectacular. And then the lead singer came on and sang a couple of songs with Springsteen. He sounded better than Bruce did. That's where you always got to be careful when you bring somebody on to sing with you. And you're like, can you tone it down a little bit here? If you require that the player appears in at least one game for a team, the quarterback with the most different teams played for is Josh McCown with 9. So Fitzpatrick will tie him when he plays his first game with the Washington football team.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I think we said it about 10 minutes ago. I'm just reinforcing it.
Yeah.
You know, Ethan, who does our stat. You guys know Ethan.
He's in the confirmation business now.
Yeah, Ethan just woke up and he said, here's a stat for you guys. Mr. Mercedes Season 3 streaming exclusively on Peacock. Don't miss the next thrilling chapter in the story based on Stephen King's trilogy. Stream the gripping cat and mouse chase today. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. All right, I mentioned a couple of things with the quarterbacking situation here. Let me start with what's going on with the Bears, because this is the conversation in Chicago, nonstop on the sports talk shows, is Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson said, here are the four teams, or his agent said, here are the four teams. If you want to trade me, these are the teams I'd go to. Saints are on there, the Raiders, the Cowboys are on there, and of course the Bears are on there. Well, the Bears haven't had a great quarterback in decades. And now you get the possibility that somebody actually wants to play for Chicago, and it exploded. Wilson's 32, going to be 33 this next season. You can't rebuild with Russell Wilson coming in at that age. And I know that you're going to give as much as you can to Seattle, and Seattle's going to say, okay, but we don't have a quarterback. And what are you going to give us? What draft picks are you going to give us? Are you going to give us a couple of players here? And the more I thought about it is, if I'm Chicago, I'm all in on Deshaun Watson, not Russell Wilson. Deshaun Watson is 7 years younger than Russell Wilson. I got time to work with him. And if I'm a coach and a GM, maybe I buy myself a little more time because now I'm getting a 27-year-old. If you get Russell Wilson, now we expect you to win, it feels like. The clock is sped up there. And I don't know what the compensation is going to be for, you know, Deshaun Watson. He's under contract. Russell Wilson, his deal calls for $32 million against the cap this year, $37 million next year, $40 million the year after that. He is going to be the second highest paid quarterback in the league if he's traded. He is going to make less than Patrick Mahomes, but that's it. He's going to want a new contract. I got to factor in all these things. Now, Deshaun Watson just signed his deal, and unless he says, hey, I want out and I want you to, you know, redo my deal, which I would not do. But Russ is going to look at this and say, hey, I want to get paid too, by the way. That's got to be factored in with, you know, any of these teams that might be interested in him. Now, here's the quarterback that I think may hold the key for other quarterbacks as we move forward. Sam Darnold. Because if, let's say you're the Bears and you trade all of this to Seattle for Russell Wilson. The Jets are sitting there at number two. And if you can get Sam Darnold, who is 23, and you could put him in the Seahawks lineup, and you probably going to cost you maybe a high second, a low first round pick. I'm going to get picks with Russell Wilson. I may get a defensive player. I got a guy who's got experience. So I just reset my franchise. I'm not getting a quarterback from the Bears, but I could get the quarterback from the Jets. And that would help prepare Seattle for the next 5 to 7 years, it would feel like. Bears get Russell Wilson. I would not trade for Russell Wilson. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't want to give up what I have to give up to get him. The Bears have been in a situation like this before. Remember Jay Cutler? They gave up 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and Kyle Orton for Jay Cutler. They made 1 playoff appearance over 7 years. Russ is better than Jay Cutler. But what's my team going to look like when Russ gets there? And what am I going to be able to build with in the future? Other than, hey, we got a great quarterback. We don't have any draft picks. And let's say we gave up one player who's a defensive starter, a younger player, to get Russell Wilson. I'd go all in on Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't even hesitate because we know he wants out. It's just the opposite here, I think. With Russ, hey, you don't want me, you know, then trade me. I don't know if Seattle still wants him. The Texans want Deshaun Watson. But that's where you have to sort of say, hey, he doesn't want to stay with you. Here's what we're willing to give you. And if I'm one of these teams, I go all in. If I'm the Bears, I go all in on Deshaun Watson. Not Russell Wilson. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think, though, the Bears could be boxed out of both quarterbacks because they have the 20th pick in this draft, and that doesn't seem to be striking distance for one of these quarterbacks? I don't know if it's that short-sighted, but like if you're the Texans and you think, well, if I trade for a whole bunch of draft picks from the Bears, this year's draft pick is 20th. I don't get my new quarterback this year. That could hurt that trade value or that trade possibility.
Yeah, but the Texans aren't doing anything this year.
Yeah.
And if you're going to deplete the Bears, but you get the Bears picks, they may be, an average team the next year or so. But that's why I want to trade with the Jets, because the Jets aren't going to be great right away. But I think the Jets are going to be formidable here in the next 2 years, or maybe in the next 3 years, they'll be formidable. Because, Saleh, by all accounts, has gotten good reviews, but he just got there. And then, the front office with Douglas, he's a proven guy. And you got some draft picks here. But you can't whiff on number two overall. You can't whiff on that. You have to hit a home run. But, Albert Breer, who I have great respect for, the Monday Morning Quarterback, he said there are 8 teams who have inquired about trading for Sam Darnold. That's a big number. Because people, I think the front office guys, they look at Sam Darnold and say, he's 23. Now, he may feel like he's 30, but he's 23, and I can get him, and I can still bring him into my system. He can learn my system. If let's say the Niners would trade Jimmy Garoppolo, Sam Darnold in San Francisco. If Russell Wilson is traded, hey, we don't want Tua Tagovailoa in return. We're going to trade for Sam Darnold, but we do want the number 3 pick overall. I have to look at this from both sides. And usually it's a buzzkill because then you realize, well, it's not going to happen. I got to look at what Seattle's going to get in return or what the Texans are going to get in return, because we always look at wishful reporting. Oh, Deshaun Watson with the Bears. Okay, what are the Bears going to give up? Russell Wilson to the Bears, what do they give up? What Seattle want in return? Seattle wants a quarterback who's going to play right now, not one of those, hey, I got a draft pick here or two or three, and I can get me a quarterback. Pete Carroll wants quarterback now. And why not go after another former USC Trojan in Sam Darnold? Yeah, Paul.
It's really fascinating. A month and a half ago when Jacksonville got the number one pick of the draft, or 2 months ago, I should say, everyone's like, oh, the Jets, they're number two. This is awful. This is not what you want. And you know they're going to have to settle for the second best guy. Now it feels like they're in position to get – people are going crazy about Zach Wilson. At least the people on TV are. Yeah. I don't know if the GMs are. But it seems like they're in position to get a really high-end quarterback with the second pick. Or now that second pick is more trade-worthy.
Well, if you're sold on Zach Wilson, you take Zach Wilson and you don't look back. You got your quarterback. You got that rookie salary count, or rookie salary, and I can trade Sam Darnold, and I can get maybe a late first or a high second round draft pick. And I move forward with this. But the question is, you know, I thought Pittsburgh would be a landing spot for Sam Darnold as they transition to Ben, you know, from Ben Roethlisberger to, you know, the next quarterback. But Ben comes back. But, yeah, I mean, those are just things that I'm thinking about. I don't have any inside information on any of this. You know, I gave you a little bit on what I found out with Russell Wilson yesterday. But as far as, you know, Deshaun Watson or the Bears, I don't have contacts there. I don't have any sources to help me with that. But the two sources I have with Russell Wilson, you know, there's not much movement. And they're not returning phone calls. That should be factored in as well. There might be teams who want to engage. I'm sure the Bears do, but I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, McLovin.
Have you heard a plan B for the Bears, like Foles again, Trubisky again? Is there, you know, Andy Dalton? That's why I'm asking.
Andy Dalton, I heard.
Mariota?
Mariota seems to be in there.
He's everywhere, by the way. He's like the plan B for half the teams.
Yeah. All right, you have your free agency rules?
Oh, sure. You want them now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is why I didn't understand the Patriots. You can hit the Against the Grain music.
Okay.
This is from Perloff's famous free agency rules.
Against the Grain Productions.
So, you know, the Patriots are the king of not signing anyone in free agency. They wait for bargains, but they went nuts yesterday, and they broke Perloff's three rules.
Okay.
Number one, never sign Baltimore Ravens linebackers. They're like the Braves pitchers of free agency. Although, you never call. If the Braves call about pitching, hang up the phone. You want nothing to do with them in pitching. That's a famous baseball rule because they evaluate pitching better than every team in the league. So if they're sending their guy to your team, that means they know something you don't.
Okay.
So the Ravens are the same way. They just have incredible, they churn through defensive players, and when they leave, they're usually busts, like Paul Kruger, Adelius Thomas, C.J. Mosley. There's one exception. Za'Darius Smith, who went to the Packers, is awesome. But generally, the Patriots paid big money for Matthew Judon. That's totally an un-Patriots move. Like, you don't want the Ravens cast off.
Okay.
Paulie seems to have a question.
So Matthew Judon, the linebacker, is basically like Steve Avery was to the Braves pitching staff.
Yeah. I happen to love Matthew Judon because he sacked Andy Dalton about 100,000 times. He's incredible. He might be an exception, but generally, the rules, the Perloff rules, if you're going to follow them, say do not sign a Ravens linebacker. Rule two, do not sign a Patriots offensive lineman.
That's true.
Joe Tooney, now the reason the Patriots broke this rule, they wanted to pay him too. Did you see that report that they went in with the Chiefs till the very end, which is unlike them because they could just coach up anybody, right? So why did they want to? I was surprised by that because they got Nate Solder, Trent Brown. Everybody who leaves the Patriots gets paid big money and flames out.
Now, it's Tooney, but spelled Thuney.
Yes.
Just but like Thibodeau and Thibodeau.
Right, but his nickname is Thunes.
Thunes.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Yes, see.
Is that like those, cargo things you put on the top of your car?
Yeah, Thule.
It's a Thule.
Yeah.
But it's like T-H-U-L-E, right?
Yeah.
Thule.
Yeah.
That's how you say that.
Yeah. I think so.
If you put Joe Tooney on top of your car, you'd be in trouble. I mean, he would crush the whole thing.
Anything else, McLovin?
Okay, lastly, Why are you paying for wide receivers if you're the Patriots? Like, why would you pay for wide receivers? There's 42 Pro Bowlers in every draft.
Well, they can't draft them.
I don't know if they can sign him either, because I got to tell you, my phone blew up when they signed Nelson Aguilar. All my Eagles fan friends were like, you're signing Nelson Aguilar for $13 million a year? And then they signed this kid, Kendrick Bourne, out of San Francisco, who's a possession receiver who can't catch the ball. I have no idea what the Patriots are doing. It seems like that's the one position they're most snake bit, wide receiver. You have to admit, he's not great at evaluating wide receivers. Is that fair to say?
Does Belichick know the McLovin free agency rules?
Listen, my theories always get to Belichick. You know this from experience. Belichick has been involved in Perloff's system quarterback rules for years.
That was Phil Sims who brought it up to him, didn't he?
Unbelievable.
Didn't he bring it up to him?
Yeah.
How did he bring? What was the context that Phil Sims interviewing Bill Belichick, and then he, pulling.
Bill Sims talked to Bill Belichick as part of the prep for the Sunday CBS game, the game of the week, and he asked him in a meeting about what Perloff said on the air.
Because Phil was on the show the day before, and you said something like, my knucklehead over here said that Jay Cutler was a game manager. That's exactly, but that's not exactly what I said. And Phil Sims took the Jay Cutler take to Bill Belichick.
Yes,
very small windows to complete passes down the field. And somebody said to me this week, hey, Jay Cutler, he's a game manager. Well, then you're not watching games and you don't know much about football. This guy's a difference maker.
So Phil Sims is quoting you as that guy.
He's totally misquoting me. Why? Who on earth would ever call Jay Cutler a game manager? The reason he never won is because he couldn't manage a game. So I don't know how Phil Sims took that take and made it.
That actually sounds very against the grainish. It's calling Jay Cutler a game manager as a guy who couldn't manage games.
Jay Cutler can't manage anything. I've seen the reality show. So.
This guy McLovin said to me that Jay Cutler is a game manager.
And how would it come out on the show that I would say to Phil Sims that Jay Cutler is a game manager? Phil Sims hates me, by the way. That's another sidebar. Every time he visited for the Super Bowl, he would basically tell me he didn't like him. Remember he used to come to the Super Bowl set? And I said to him, hi, Phil, Andrew, I'm one of the producers on the show. And he said, yeah, I know your name. And then turned away from me.
Do you think it's a real rift there with Phil Sims?
Yeah, Phil Sims cannot stand me. I am not kidding. He thinks I'm an idiot.
But Chris Sims loves you. His son loves you.
I know. It's weird.
Maybe that's why his dad doesn't like you, because his son does like you.
I have no idea.
There's a little competition, I think, between those two. You know, the stars there, one's fading, one's ascending. I think maybe there's a little tension there in the household with the Sims family.
So do you think my Perloff's famous rules will get to Belichick, and will he care?
Yes, they will. Let me take a break. We got our play of the day up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Bat it around. Gordon Hayward, one man to beat. Punch it on top of Fox. Pump diddly deep.
Hayward.
That'll leave a mark on De'Aaron Fox emotionally.
My Hornets, courtesy of Fox Sports Carolinas, Gordon Hayward finished with 25-8-4. Hornets had won 4 in a row. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, supplement I take every day. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Let's see. Fritchie just sent me something. I don't know if this is Chicago Sun-Times or Chicago Tribune, but there is interest by the Chicago Bears in Andy Dalton. All right. Ian Rappaport of the NFL. I don't know if that's big news. Yeah. There's interest in Andy Dalton. Significant interest, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Not from the fans, but from the Bears. You got Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. Woo! You imagine if you go from Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson, and then we're going to have breaking news one day. We're going to go, the Bears have a new quarterback, and it's Andy Dalton. Huh? Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, who will be a bigger Bears fan then, me or Paul, if Andy Dalton goes? Because I don't think Paul's going to be interested in the team anymore if they sign Dalton.
Yeah, you'll definitely be more interested.
But Paul, I think Andy Dalton might steal another Danette's team. I wouldn't rule out a team out in the mountain, the Rocky Mountain region. I think he could be a Bronco as well.
Do you have inside information?
No. I think, yes, I read the newspapers where Andy Dalton's a target there. I think that makes more sense for him to compete with Drew Locke than Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears, if they go to a B-list quarterback, are they a playoff team? Like a Foles, Dalton, Mariota?
Well, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Kind of.
I mean, they're not threatening, but that coaching staff and the front office know they have to be successful this year. And who gives you the best chance of being successful? I don't think Russell Wilson gives you the best chance of being successful because of what am I giving up? Like, we just look at, hey, you get Russell Wilson. What did I give up to get Russell Wilson? That's what I would factor in here. And are they so desperate? Like, I always, you know, you have a former GM would always say, I loved listening for desperation. Loved it. And you could always tell it. And this GM, former GM was taught, you know, he understood from Jimmy Johnson's perspective. Jimmy would always talk about inspiration and desperation. And always, you could just hear it. Somebody's desperate. And you're looking for that because you take advantage of that. And the Bears, it feels like there's desperation there. What's the poll question we're going with?
Will Bill Belichick ever win another Super Bowl? We might have to switch this up. He's 81% saying no. This is the genius, the best coach of all time.
Tom Brady covered up a lot of messes up there. A lot of mistakes. So, I you're not winning a Super Bowl with Cam Newton. Not this Cam Newton. Yes, yeah,
but don't the Patriots sort of have the, like Bill Belichick can't draft a wide receiver, right? But then doesn't he also get more out of terrible wide receivers than anybody? Sort of at the same time, like who the hell knew Julian Edelman was going to be a borderline Hall of Famer? Wes Welker, like all of these guys that he picks up out of nowhere and you're like, oh wow, this guy's almost has a Hall of Fame career now.
Well, maybe he should just focus on the guys that are underachievers or nobody overachievers and nobody really knows or wants. Instead of N'Keal Harry, hey, we got to take him a first-round draft pick. Maybe that's part of the problem that, you know, some guys are better drafting second day than they are first day, which is weird because you do all your scouting and then you go, we got our guy. We got a first-round draft pick and we're taking N'Keal Harry. All right. That didn't go well. Coming up, we'll talk to Sean Payton, Saints head coach, and Shaq Barrett, Buccaneers linebacker. He got paid. He'll join us coming up as well. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Seton, Paulie, Fritz, and McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. One more item, first hour, M Drive. We all face one thing, age. It's inevitable, and age is undefeated. But that doesn't mean you have to give in to it. You can't let age beat us. We still feel good, strong, lean, and we fight back, right? Take care of your body. Start your day like I do with M-Drive, everyday supplement for guys with drive who refuse to let age beat them. Now, it's packed with powerful ingredients. It's backed by science. Helps keeps me energized, stronger, leaner, and you got a lot of life to live. So how do you feel today? Ready to give M-Drive a try? It's simple. You can go to mdrivedan.com. There's a lot of great things there, but M-Drive, you get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't go to the website, you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, just to name a few, to get M-Drive. Energy, strength, drive works for me every single day. Can work for you as well. Go to mdrivedan.com and don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.